Who cares? This is Carson's Court. Reporting live in Virginia Beach, we are loaded today on a Wednesday in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Podcast app, Beaker, Spotify. Welcome to Carson's Court on this great Wednesday night in Virginia Beach. Let me start off with saying this. The Pirates lose again to Cincinnati. And you can tell now, if there was any doubt before, that there was a lot of attention between these two teams. There was a fight last night. Pirates won, by the way, last night. And tonight they lose. So I'm going to start off talking a little bit about the MLB. Let me say this. Let me start the show off saying this. The Pirates are going through, I wouldn't say a tough time. I wouldn't say a time where they just kind of need to rebuild over again. But they are going through a decent time, kind of where they need to just kind of start over. I think that the Cincinnati Reds, I think that they're getting better. You can tell they're on their way. They are not struggling. They're not struggling as much as they did in the past. So you can tell Cincinnati's getting better. I've said this yesterday. My concern for the Pirates comes down to, did they rebuild too much? Is that why we're seeing this struggle? And you have people that'll say the Pirates did not rebuild too much. It's just they have a tough schedule. Let me say this. The last couple years, and I know you can't compare Major League Baseball to National Football League, but a couple years ago, Pittsburgh had the toughest schedule in the NFL. They normally do. And they still got to the playoffs. I'm not saying that tough schedules are a struggle to teams, because some of them, they are. I just think you've seen the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and you've seen how they've not really made the playoffs in a good while. You see now with Cincinnati, the difference between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh is at least Cincinnati is getting better. And I'm not saying the Pirates aren't getting better, but you can tell that something's going on, because I don't remember the last time, no offense to Cincinnati, but I don't remember the last time Cincinnati was ahead of the Pirates. So it's either the Pirates are getting worse or the Cincinnati Reds are getting better. And honestly, I think it's a little bit of both. And you can tell here that the Pirates are not improving. But look, when you go into the MLB league, or when you go into the MLB, kind of the what I would say is the season. When you go into the MLB season, you can tell, and I was looking for the right word there, you can tell that there is a struggle in a lot of teams starting out. The Red Sox one is great. The Yankees didn't start out as great. The only team that, there was really two teams. The two teams that really surprised me in the beginning were the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Seattle Mariners. The Pittsburgh Pirates, but let me tell you this, both of those teams weakened out by the quarter of the season. The Yankees on the rise, the Red Sox on the rise, all of the other teams in the MLB are on the rise. All I'm saying here is that the Pirates, next year, when they start out 12-2, 14-2, don't get fooled. No offense to Pittsburgh Pirate fans, but they start out great. They start out in first place in the division. That comes to an end very, very quickly. That's all I'm saying. All right, well, let me switch to this. We do have breaking news coming up, but let me switch to this. the Penguins, first of all, the Penguins made a few mistakes. And we're going to get to that here pretty soon when we do our breaking news little thing here in a couple minutes. But the Penguins have made many mistakes. I'm not saying that they started out. I'm not saying that these mistakes caused them not to win 3 Stanley Cups in a row. But they've did a lot of unnecessary trades. So I'm going to talk about what that means for the franchise. And let me just say this. The Penguins are good. I think what happened was they got caught in a tough series. They are a good team. The Capitals are a good team. And guess what? Hurricanes are decent. So I'm more concerned at this point about the Capitals losing to the Hurricanes than what I am the Penguins losing to the Islanders. Because the Islanders have the best defense in the NHL. They are a good team. Right? And I'm not saying the Hurricanes aren't good. They're decent. They're what I put in the decent category. It's been a while for the Carolina Hurricanes to win a Stanley Cup. And I don't judge if how good you are on if and how many Stanley Cups you won, because Tampa Bay has not been there in a long time, and they are, in my opinion, they still are the best NHL team but I'm more concerned about the Capitals than I am the Penguins. And I'm actually more concerned about the Islanders than what I am the Penguins. And here's why. The Islanders, with their defense, they should have got to the Stanley Cup. They should have been able to beat the Hurricanes. But no, they got swept. That is where my concern is for the Islanders. They do have the best defense, but they got swept by the Hurricanes. So that's where my concern is for the Islanders. Again, what these changes mean for the franchise is they're still a good team, but I think they could be better in a lot of ways too. And I think that, you know, again, trading Phil Kessel might have not been the best idea. But with all those trades, it's great when you can still be in the great category with all those trades. So again, if you ask me, I'm going to say the Penguins are still good. All right, well, let's get into breaking news. The Penguins, one of the Penguins players retired, or no, he didn't play for the Penguins at the time, but that's Chris Kunitz. He has retired, so that is unfortunately. The Pirates have traded a player. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but the Pirates have traded a player. So that is it for the breaking news. All right, well, let me switch into this real quick. The thing with the training camps, there's a lot of training camp news going on. The Raiders are a good team. I wouldn't put them in a great category, but they are a good team. They've made a lot of changes in the off season, and that is great. That is very, very good. I still am putting them only at 8-8 because I think they're going to be a very, very noisy team going into this championship. It's not the championship, but a very, very noisy team going into the season. And I think the Steelers, I know a lot of people say, oh, the Steelers are going to be worse. I wouldn't say worse is the right word here. I think they got rid of noise. I think there's been many teams out there that I said, oh, well, they don't have any great players. They're not going to make the playoffs. Very unnoisy teams, and they get a 5th or 6th seed. Just like, look at the Colts. I mean, Tennessee, if there's another example for you, Tennessee almost made the playoffs. They didn't, and they don't have a lot of great players. Their quarterback is the only great player they have, and they still were inches away from making the playoffs. Unnoisy teams make the playoffs. I don't care how good you are. Unnoisy teams make it. Pittsburgh had Le'Veon Bell, which is the best running back in the NFL. They had Antonio Brown, which is arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. Ben Roethlisberger, which is in the top 10. Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, you can see the path here. And they are a very noisy team at that point, and they still got eliminated in the second round, and they had all those great players. Of course, now they don't, but they did. Eliminated to Jacksonville. Now, at that point, Jacksonville, I liked their team. Now they got Jacksonville, got Nick Foles, which is going to put them better. I'll talk about that in a minute. But unnoisy teams, folks, make it further. And it doesn't depend how good you are. Unnoisy teams make it further. And Jacksonville, I don't think it's going to be really loud. I think Jacksonville is going to be a very unnoisy team. And I think Jacksonville will make it far, because I think that they lucked out by keeping Ramsey, and you got now Nick Foles to that addition. They got one of the better defenses in the NFL. Their offense had a big improvement adding Nick Foles. I think Jacksonville is a team to watch out for. Look at their division. The Colts, Andrew Luck. Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with them. I think the Colts are going to finish in first place. I think Jacksonville will finish in second with a wild card. And I think then the Texans will get eliminated. I really do. Now, who's the other wild card going to be? I, based on what I think Pittsburgh. I think Cleveland will win the division, and Pittsburgh will get the wild card. Before, I was thinking the Jets, but the defense isn't the greatest. And I think they're going to struggle a little bit this year. This Le'Veon Bell is not used to kind of playing with these teammates. So I think the Jets will go through a struggle. All right, well, thanks. We're coming up on Carson's Court, the Carson's Court Show. We are going to talk about the MLB. We still have a lot more to talk about. We are going to talk about a lot of sports stuff, as well as talks a lot about what I expect from Philadelphia Eagles. Top 10 teams for the NBA, for the NFL will be coming up. Also, NBA. Stay tuned for all of that on the Carson's Court Show. Coming up on Carson's Court. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. We still got a lot to cover, starting with the NBA. Okay, so this is... I haven't got a lot to talk about this. I didn't talk about this when I probably should have. Who's going to be better this year? LA, the competition is up. Is it going to be the Los Angeles Clippers or the Lakers? Well, I still think LeBron James is the best NBA player in the league. A lot of people think Kevin Durant. Well, look, Kevin Durant will be number one for a very short period of time. I think the Greek Freak is rising up, but I think Kevin Durant will be it for a very short period of time, and I'm not underestimating him. So let me talk about this real quick. Let me see. Who's going to be better, the Clippers or the Lakers? Again, LeBron is the best. He plays for the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard leaves the Spurs and goes to Toronto for 1 year, and they win a championship. Now, the thing is he had a lot of help. I mean, if you just look at the Raptors, they were on the way to winning one, I think, anyway. I think he was the cherry on top for that franchise. But my point here is the Lakers really got hurt. And I know I said, well, Toronto would get hurt the most. The Lakers got hurt because they could have been signing free agents while if they did not want Kawhi Leonard. But they waited on Kawhi Leonard. Paul George leaves the Rockets and goes to the Clippers. So does Kawhi Leonard. Now, here's the thing. All right, is you got two superstars in the Clippers and two superstars in the Lakers. This is going to get good here. If you ask me, I think the Clippers will be a good team. I don't necessarily know if they'll be better than the Lakers. But again, the thing is it's just so close between these two teams. Golden State, for me, has fallen. I think Houston has fallen. I used to say, Golden State, when they fall apart quickly, well, Houston is going to be the next Golden State. That was before Paul George decided he was going to go to the Clippers. And that was before the Russell Westbrook demanded a trade. Before that, now Houston's falling, Golden State's falling. It's the Lakers, Clippers by far in the West. I mean, and some say, well, the Pelicans just got Zion Williamson. They got most of the young Lakers. Got everybody but who? Kyle Kuzma. That is the difference right there. Now, the Pelicans will still be good. They're just so young of a team that I don't know how good they're going to be. Where the Lakers, they're a little bit more experienced. The Clippers are a little bit more experienced. And really, I think in the next couple years, because the Lakers kept on Kyle Kuzma, even if they don't win it because of the Clippers in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, they still got Anthony Davis, who's only 26, and they still got Kyle Kuzma, who's even younger than that, who's going to become a superstar one day, I think. So they're going to have two superstars for a long time, folks. So I think the Lakers will still be around as a good team for a long, long time. All right, well, there is no wrap-up podcast. This is the last podcast of the day. I'm going to name the top 10 best NFL teams of what I think going into this year. And number 10, I'm going to just say this. I think number 10 has a good chance to be the Indianapolis Colts. I think they are with Andrew Luck. I do think they're going to be a little bit noisy. But just because Jacksonville is now into the mix, but I think Indianapolis is going to be number 10. Number 9 is going to be the Vikings. Who else in that division besides Chicago? Take Chicago out. Who else in that division is decent? Green Bay keeps losing Aaron Rodgers. He can't stay consistent. And, I mean, if you've seen Detroit's last couple of years, they're not the greatest. So that means really, the only two teams in that division that are decent is the Vikings and Bears. So I'm going to have the Vikings at number 9. I think the Vikings have the potential to become an NFC wild card. So number 9 is the Vikings. Number 8, I'm going to say I think a lot of people are overestimating this team, but I think number 8 is going to be Baltimore. And I put them so low just because they only have one great player. Their defense is decent. Their offense is okay. They only got one great player, and that's Lamar Jackson. I mean, and he's young. This is only his second year. Teams got film on him by the end of the first. Teams are starting to know him, especially the Steelers, Browns, and Bengals. So I'm going to say number 8 is the Baltimore Ravens. Number 7, I'm going to actually say I think number 7 will go to, and I know I said the Colts are going to win the division, but I just think number 7 has to be Jacksonville. And I think they're going to be a very non-noisy team. I honestly think Jacksonville is going to be good. I really, really do. I think Jacksonville is going to be and make the playoffs. I think Jacksonville is going to be a team that you don't want to see. It might take them towards the third or fourth week to catch on fire, but I think they're going to be good. So you got to say that Jacksonville is number seven. Number six, I'm going to actually say number six is going to be not the Jets, not the Dolphins, not the Bills, but I'm going to say is going to be the Chargers. I think Phillip Rivers is getting up there. I don't think that I think they're more of an older team who's starting to fall apart, starting to get tired by the end of the quarter. So, and again, I repeat, I think number six is the Chargers. Number five, I'm going to actually say is the Saints. I think that, they are, I would say, kind of for the same reasons as the Chargers. Drew Brees is getting up there. They're not starting to look as great. They should have won the Super Bowl, but it was because of a really car that they didn't. So I am going to say that it's going to be the Saints at number five. Number four, I'm going to say, is going to actually be the Rams. I think they're a young, organized, great team. I think they're ready to do it again. I think they want to actually win the Super Bowl this time. Goff is playing good. Gurley is on fire. The Rams are going to be a team to watch out for in the NFC. And their division, again, is terrible. Seattle, I don't think, is going to win anything. Cardinals are a very young team. I wouldn't expect them to go far. And that leaves really San Francisco, who has, in the last couple of years, shown no improvement or very little. So, yeah, I'm going to say in that division, I think that the Rams are going to be number four. Number three, I think, is Pittsburgh. The Steelers, I think, because they got rid of the noise, I think people are underestimating them. I think Ben is motivated. I think Juju and Ben have a good connection. James Conner is starting to catch fire. Their defense is decent. That's another weak division. Cincinnati's going nowhere. Baltimore, I put it in eight. That's a very weak division myself. Itself. The only other team that I can see going for is Cleveland, and I'll get to them in a minute. So I think number three is Pittsburgh. Number two is Kansas City. I think Patrick Mahomes is showing some improvement. He got MVP. That's incredible at how young he is. So again, number two is Kansas City, and number one is the best team in the NFL is the New England Patriots, especially if Gronkowski comes back. Because then teams have got to double coverage him again. And Edelman is wide open with one player, which is, seems like wide open for him. And again, the Patriots are looking good, I think, especially if Gronk comes back. If they don't, then they might drop to number two, and Kansas City might go to number one. And now it leads to this question. Why is Cleveland not on the list? One reason only. I don't know how good the connection is going to be between Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. If it's a strong connection, I would have put them in number four or number five and knocked Indy out. But it's that unknown. Cleveland, they have finally something to root for. But I have to see the connection between Baker Mayfield and Beckham Jr. before I say this team's good. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. We are live in Virginia Beach. We will talk tomorrow. Have a great rest of your night. Thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. Have a great day. Talk tomorrow.